Get energized and excited to tell the world, hey, you can call me Catholic. Live from the Christ Cathedral Campus in Garden Grove, California, EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network and Orange County Catholic Radio present Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normandin.
Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, go to that place. Dwell on these things. Make that your screensaver, your homepage. Those are St. Paul's words. Well, not necessarily the part about the screensaver. He says to think about the good things, Philippians 4, and why not talk about them too? Makes for very good conversation, as we know well here on Call Me Catholic. I am Peggy Normandin, and you have arrived at Call Me Catholic, an hour of hopefully uplifting conversation that is intended to affirm, explore, and celebrate our Catholic identity in these modern times so we can wake up and say to the world each and every day, oh yeah, you can call me Catholic. I call my engineer-in-chief fact-checker, Jimmy G, or Grandpa, as we learned last week.
I'm Grandpa now,
yes. We can now call him because he has a brand-new first-ever granddaughter.
I certainly do. Baby Joy.
Do you know what she's going to call you? Do you get to pick that?
I thought about that a little bit. I'm cool with Grandpa,
Pops?
But we'll see.
I think you're kind of a Pops guy.
Papa Jim. I don't know.
What?
Papa Jim.
Oh, Papa Jim. I thought you said Jim. I thought, no, I'd go for a little more.
Papa Jimmy G.
Papa Jimmy G. That's cute. Sounds like an Italian restaurant, actually.
Haven't spent a lot of time on it, but yeah, if they want to decide, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I know you're going up to see her for the first time in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
so
yes,
you'll
yes.
go with our blessings. Hey, we would like to invite you to join us here in the studio. Yeah, come on in. The door is always open. Just check out our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/callmecatholic, and you can watch the show as it's happening here in real time. There's a live stream of the show, and if you are near a computer, not in your car, even later in the day, if you'd like to go back and watch it, it will stay up there. It's kind of fun. You can actually see our guests in the studio, see what's going on in here in our little corner of heaven. And maybe you're kind of a person who likes to see things, or maybe you're just an audio-driven person, which means radio is just perfect for you. You don't need the pictures. But check out our Facebook page anyway, at facebook.com/callmecatholic, and give our page a like while you're at it. Now, Jimmy G and I do our show from high atop the Tower of Hope on the quite spectacular Christ Cathedral campus in the Diocese of Orange. This is the OC in SoCal. We be cool.
We're right down the street from the Tower of Terror.
The Tower of Terror. And that's Knott's Berry Farm, isn't it? Or is that Disneyland?
I think it's Disneyland.
That's in the California, right. California Adventure, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we got all the cool landmarks around us. The Big A and the Big Matterhorn.
I will always take the Tower of Hope over the Tower of Terror.
And the Christ
any
Cathedral,
day.
Yeah.
Any day.
Well, it's all pretty cool. And you know what's really cool, though? Being Catholic is very cool.
Absolutely.
You know who knows that? All the people that attended the Met Gala this last year. Now, are you familiar with the Met Gala?
Yeah, I've heard about
it. Okay, did that come up on your radar this week? Because a lot of you listeners, I mean, I read all about it, but a lot of you might not be familiar with, this is the big annual super duper red carpet gala that the Metropolitan Museum of Art does. Every year, it's kind of the West Coast Oscars, actually, because it's that glamorous and it's like a triple digit ticket to go there. And every year they pick a theme. Well, this year, the Met theme was Heavenly Bodies, Fashion, and the Catholic Imagination.
Mm.
Now, if you hear that in pop culture, you're immediately going to think, oh, they are going to be satirical about it. They're going to mock us. But that was not really the intention. Mm. It was keyed off of the fact that the Met had a beautiful exhibit of art and artifacts that was donated and on loan to them by the Vatican. So they decided that was how they were going to theme their big, big gala to kick this off. Well, I did hold my breath a bit because I thought, oh no, what are they going to do with this?
It's kind of a minefield.
And a lot of Catholics were sort of up in arms. I love Catholic up in arms. I love that image. But I actually thought there was some interesting expressions there. Of course, you have to realize they were paying homage to the Catholic tradition of art. Mm. So this was not ever intended to be a mockery. This is the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's not Charlie Hebdo. So there were the people themselves. I don't know how much authenticity they had in strutting the carpet with some of their costumes borrowed from some of the vestments that we use in our church or some of the imagery of angels and saints. Hmm. The one that I particularly liked, I thought was quite beautiful, was a woman who came dressed as Joan of Arc in the most elegant glamorous sort of expression of all the armor and the chain mail and all that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, this is probably what Joan of Arc looks like up in heaven right now in her very, very grandeur state, a glorious grandeur and in with all the heavenly bodies. So, you know, it was controversial, but honestly, I did not think there was any sense of malice in it. I saw celebrities trying to address the Catholic theme in good faith, even though they were sort of hobbled by how to do that while still remaining edgy. But nevertheless, if you are trying to take inspiration from a saint to fashion a gown, there's something of that saint that's going to stay with you. And I would like to think that some of the participants gave some notice to what they were wearing. Yes, there were some things of bad taste. Yes, there were some things. There was the family that starts with K, who we shall not name, that did some, you know, garish things, but there's no good taste there anyway. But there was no cross-dressing. There was no ripped fishnet stockings. As my sister said, she liked the idea of it. She just didn't like the people there, you know, all those red carpet celebrities. But
that's a good point.
Anyway, I did like the Joan of Arc interpretation, and I just think that the Catholic Church has always been a caretaker and a creator of some of the most beautiful art in the world. The world of music, architecture, paintings, fabrics, every aspect of it. Because the best art really attempts to reflect the beauty and majesty of God.
To lift you up.
Yeah, it can lead us to adoration and worship and a deeper understanding of his truth and his goodness and his beauty. And what is more beautiful than a mother's love, which is what we are celebrating this weekend with Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Jimmy G, because you sure didn't wish me one.
Well, happy. Well, it's not Mother's Day yet. Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
I know.
Happy early Mother's Day.
We like to shame people when they don't wish us a happy Mother's Day. Now, to honor this occasion, we have invited onto the show today a woman who is kind of a spiritual mother to hundreds of babies whose lives she has saved through her joyful and effective work in the pro-life movement. Sylvia Amorito is in the field of show business. Her company, Audio Girl Productions, is a very successful full-service production company that creates popular original jingles and commercials, videos, film, all that stuff. And she has certainly done her share of radio. But she's with us today because she has also used her respected brand to be a bold and active voice for the unborn. Those are the words of the company, by the way, a bold and active voice for the unborn. That's how good they are. So Sylvia Amorito from Audio Girl Ministries is back on the show by popular demand, and that conversation will start in just a minute. But first up, it is our Call Me Catholic Countdown, Mother's Day style. Now, this weekend, a lot of you are going to be purchasing flowers for your mom. Good for you. Lovely gesture.
Chocolates.
Every woman loves to receive flowers, but we're going to stick with flowers.
Oh, okay. Chocolate flowers.
There's a very sweet quote. Flowers are the sweetest things God ever made and forgot to put a soul into. That's darling. Henry Ward Beecher. Flowers are really such a colorful, creative species of God's universe, and they speak to his genius. Now, you should know, though, friends, that every flower has a message inherent in it. And if you want to give your mother or your wife or someone who has shown you maternal love something floral, you should be thoughtful about the flowers you choose and tell them why you selected what you did. So here we go. This is my top five favorite flowers to express devotion on Mother's Day.
The Call Me Catholic Countdown.
FTD style.
Flowers edition.
The flowers edition. Okay, so number five, and this is going to hit the bottom of the list for me, are carnations. You know, carnations are very sweet, very simple, but they actually have something to do with the origin of Mother's Day. So in 1914, a woman named Anna Jarvis here in the United States just decided we needed to set aside a day every year to honor mothers. And so to kick off the movement, to kind of give voice to her idea, she sent 100 white carnations to all the mothers that attended her church. That was in 1914. And it just picked up from there. Carnations, Mother's Day, and Hallmark got on board. And, you know, interestingly, though, as it began to gain momentum and her idea, you know, that started with 100 carnations grew into a national holiday, she started to push back. She said, no, this is getting too commercial. This is not what I intended.
Interesting.
But it all started with 100 carnations. And carnations are an expression of purity, faith, love, beauty, and charity, all traits thought to represent the virtues of motherhood. Perfect motherhood. We don't all hit the perfect virtues every day. But anyway, that's what carnations are about. Okay, number four are tulips. I love tulips. If your mom is a lighthearted, easygoing person, the tulip is definitely a flower that belongs in her bouquet. It has a fresh, very happy-looking appearance, and nothing says spring like tulips. So tulips represent, take note, comfort, coziness, and above all, happiness. Only problem with tulips, they have a moment of perfect bloom, and then the leaves kind of droop and they fall off, which is how we feel as mothers sometimes, too. It's like, I'm spent.
Tiptoe through those tulips.
There you go. Okay. Tiny Tim, right?
Right.
Okay. Number three are bluebells. These are graceful, lovely little flowers with a stem that kind of drips and drapes over. It has little blossoms hanging off of it that look like tiny little bells. So those flowers have a meaning that represents humility and constancy. So traits your mother tried to instill in you, probably, Jimmy G. Okay.
Yeah.
So if your mother has always demonstrated great humility and has always been there for you, constancy is the thing you want to thank her for. Bluebells are your ticket, kids. Okay, number two is camellias. Now, camellias you would normally get in a plant, not a bouquet, but I love camellias, and they bloom late winter into spring. They represent longevity and gratitude, which makes them a perfect way to say thank you to your mom on Mother's Day. She might want a plant that continues to bloom rather than flowers that expire. So I love camellias. They're a plant. I have a hard time growing them. So
you can't plant the flowers?
Well, I can plant some of the flowers some of the time, but I can't plant all of the flowers all the time. Okay. So number one, if all else fails, you can always turn to roses.
Roses.
Les roses. If your mother is very traditional, roses might be the best option for her. Now, red roses we associate with romantic love. Okay. Mm-hmm. But lighter red, a deep pink color, denotes gratitude and appreciation. And in addition to that, yellow roses, which are my personal favorite, and my husband, thanks be to God, knows this. He's always gifting me beautiful yellow roses. They are believed to represent a caring nature. And white roses are associated with purity and brightness. Mother Angelica loved her yellow roses. At her funeral, there were cascades of yellow roses everywhere. Okay. There you have it, our top five flowers to give your mom or someone you love on Mother's Day this weekend. And please include a note or a statement about why you have chosen that flower. That would mean a lot to her.
Yeah.
Okay. I've given you a little trick, kids. It's a good idea. It's still time to do it. Okay, let her know there is some meaning behind them. God is always communicating to us through his creation, and we should pass it on. Don't forget the Call Me Catholic Facebook page. You don't have to bring us flowers or anything, but you can check us out if you have a chance. There's a live feed of our studio at this very moment, and you'll see my guest coming up sitting right next to me, Sylvia Amorito from Audio Girl Productions. She's going to share the latest and greatest news from her Audio Girl Ministries, a bold and active voice for the unborn. So stay with us. I am Peggy Normandin, and you're listening to Call Me Catholic on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Exploring the perils and blessings of embracing a Catholic identity. This is Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normandin.
We're having way too much fun here in the studio. Hello and happy Mother's Day weekend to all our mothers and others and other listeners. I am Peggy Normandin, and I'm grateful you've tuned in to Call Me Catholic today. I am the mother of three fabulous sons, the greatest, most mysterious blessing God has ever gifted me. And I also have a beautiful mother who's still with us, so I am doubly blessed. Now, I say mysterious as a mother because when you hold your baby in your arms for the first time, you can't imagine how wondrous that love is that just wells up inside of you and continues to grow throughout their lifetime. It is surely God's way of giving us a minuscule, just a minuscule sample of the incomprehensible love he has for us. My guest today is a noble woman who has rescued the lives of countless babies so that they could rest in the arms of a loving mother, either by birth or adoption. Sylvia Amorito established Audio Girl Ministries, borrowing the name of her very successful show business brand, Audio Girl Productions, to be an advocate for the lives of the unborn in the greater Los Angeles area. And boy, has she and her business partner made a difference. So it seemed really fitting to have them back on the show by popular demand on Mother's Day weekend to celebrate and learn more about their pro-life work and to make a joyful noise out there. Sylvia Amorito.
It's great to be here.
Welcome back to Call Me Catholic.
It's Audio Girl this morning. My sister and you know, the other half of everything that I do, Audio Girl Productions and Audio Girl Ministries, who really helped, I mean, in partnership, we started both of those. Lori Ray Martin, she's got a raging sore throat this morning. So, hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori. Don't talk.
Just wave back,
just
at, us,
back
Lori.
At us. But I couldn't have done this without her. We are right. a true team when it comes to the production company and the ministry. So,
right.
shout out to Lori. Feel better.
Hey, Lori, get better now soon. So, I hope somebody sends you flowers.
Oh, yeah. And her favorite are, well, she likes them all. Daisies.
Daisies. I guessed it.
You did. You
there
guessed
it. There we go. I saw that one coming because she's fresh and perky and simply sweet.
And happy Mother's Day. I don't want to get shamed like Jimmy G.
I'd like to shame Jimmy G. He's wah, wah, wah. I'm just working on him so that he remembers to go home and to wish both his mother and his wife a happy Mother's
Day. Are you losing confidence in me?
No, I'm not. I know. We just like to be friendly reminders. It's good
it's
to
always
be shamed.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Now, you can do that to me on Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, how about us dads?
Yeah. Hey, so, Sylvia, it was 1997 when you and Lori Ray decided to take both of your specific skill set of talents and
Correct.
Form Audio Girl Productions.
Mm-hmm.
How many years later did you decide, well, we can use this brand to be a bold and active voice for the unborn?
What is 2018 minus 9?
2009.
Thank you. So it was in 2009. We had both pro-life. And, you know, it was that call. You get the call
yeah.
from the good Lord who says, I need you to do this. You do it.
Yeah.
So that was in 2009. We started with a Mass for Life at St. Cornelius in Long Beach, a monthly Mass for Life, first Sunday of every month, 5 o'clock, rosaries at 4:30, Masses at 5. And we've been doing that for 9 years now.
Is that something that is a formula that the church suggests, or is that something you came up for your with your parish?
We spoke with our parish. It's our pastor, Father Mike Gleason over at St. Cornelius, who's been extremely supportive.
Good for you, Father Mike Gleason.
We love him. He's just wonderful. And we talked to him about what we wanted to do, which is essentially we have a rosary that starts at 4:30. We do the rosary for life first. We go right into the Mass for life. It has an opening prayer that the priest says that was actually written by Father Mike. And then there is, at the prayers of the faithful, we pray for, the intentions of our unborn brothers and sisters who are threatened by abortion. We pray for those 60 million plus, babies in the United States alone who lost their lives because of abortion. 60 million since Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
And then we also pray for the men and women who, have been involved in abortion, whether it's the woman who had an abortion or the father or the man who has that lost fatherhood, and everyone's affected by it.
Yes.
So we cover all the bases, people that work in
the
abortion,
yeah.
People that have left, people in the pro-life ministry. We cover all those bases in the prayers of the faithful.
Is this a Sunday Mass?
Sunday Mass, 5 o'clock, first Sunday of every month. And Lori and I are the music ministers at that Mass. So makes it extra,
yeah.
you know, joyful. We have our Mass for Life theme song, which the parish and the parishioners in attendance sing very vocally.
Did Lori? She did. Oh, composed that.
Yeah,
it's
on our website. You can get it there, audiogirlministries.com.
You have to check out their website, by the way, because it has the most contagious little image of a baby that kind of keeps looking up at you. It makes me think of Joy, your little granddaughter, Joy. Where did you get that, by the way? Well, that is the most precious image.
You know what? I have to look back on the files.
Okay.
That was from 9 years ago.
AudioGirlMinistries.com. Yeah. Check it out. And by the way, I just want to throw out our phone number, too, our studio phone number, because we're talking pro-life today with one of the most joyful pro-lifers that I've ever encountered, Sylvia Amorito from Audio Girl Productions. But maybe you have a testimony. Maybe you have a question. Mm-hmm. About being on the front lines of the pro-life movement. Maybe you'd like to initiate some kind of movement in your parish. Sylvia has some great suggestions for you. So give us a call. The number is 714-282-6034. That's 714-282-6034. Marvelous Matt, our studio assistant, who's also managing our Facebook live stream, will take your call and put you through to the studio.
Good.
So
love to talk to you.
So this first Sunday event, would you recommend that to other parishes?
I highly recommend it. I just think, imagine if across the country, every Catholic parish had a rosary and Mass for life. And if at every Mass, every weekend, we said a prayer for the protection of human life from natural conception to natural death, that those prayers would be storming heaven.
Yeah.
We would be making, how is God going to say, I'll get to you. No, those prayers mean something. And to have that, if we could So I encourage every pastor listening, I encourage every pro-life warrior listening to go to your pastor and ask for it. If not the Mass for Life, which would, of course, be fabulous, get it in the prayers of the faithful every Sunday.
That should be absolutely.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. And then we close with Prayer for Life, which we have on our website as well. And then a final closing prayer from the priest. So we really cover all the bases.
Sylvia, do you find that people come to it because it is the Mass for Life every month?
Yes. We have people coming from all around L.A. and Orange County. They know it's the Mass for Life, so they come to the Mass for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people are just caught up. Oh, last chance Mass. I'll get to the 5 o'clock, and here you are.
But then they're swept away. Then
they're swept away.
That's right. You take them by surprise. Yeah. Well, I think that's beautiful. And I also admire the courage that it takes sometimes to approach your pastor,
mm-hmm.
to approach your business partner, in this case either, too, to say, hey, shall we go vocal with this? Shall we make a statement here?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
At the last, there was the protest Planned Parenthood event nationwide.
Two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and we talked about that. Don't be afraid. And here's why we say, yes, fear's going to hit you, but try not to be afraid. Just let it flow off of you. Think about that aborted baby and what they went through.
Mm-hmm. And was it well attended?
Yes, it was. But think about that aborted child, the one that is either, dismembered in its mother's womb, burned up in its mother's womb. Think about what they went through. And that tinge of fear that you feel is nothing compared to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps get past the fear. Feel the fear, do it anyway.
Yeah.
And stand
up
for those babies.
Have you felt within your industry, because you are in the general entertainment business and you used your brand name, which is Audio Girl Productions, and you now apply it to Audio Girl Ministries,
yes.
which is two separate websites, but still you're using your brand. Were you ever worried that it would compromise your business?
We talked about it. Lori and I both talked about it, but we came to the conclusion that we're protected by God. And that was good enough for us. He called us and asked us to do Audio Girl Ministries, and okay, fine. And if there are people that choose not to work with us because we stand up for our unborn brothers and sisters and women in crisis pregnancies, then so be it.
So you started with just this idea that we should be doing something at our parish level about the pro-life movement.
Yep, that's where we started.
And then you took it out and you became fundraisers. You're buying ultrasound machines.
We are.
Some of the pro-life clinics in your region.
Right.
And ultrasound machines
are fabulous.
Are the decisive moment for any expectant
mother.
Well,
once an abortion-minded woman sees her unborn child on an ultrasound, there's an 80-85% chance that she'll choose life. It's one of the big reasons why Planned Parenthood, they do ultrasounds, but that's just to determine how far along the woman is in the pregnancy. But they don't want the woman to see, they won't let her see the ultrasound. And that's because she'll see her baby.
Mm-hmm.
So we've delivered 4 ultrasound machines. Our fourth one was at the beginning of this year.
And how much are they? How much do they cost?
They run us, this one was around, with everything, around $18,000.
Wow. So, how do you raise the money, Sylvia?
People donate to us. It's fabulous. And then we sell a lot of music because Lori and I are musicians. Lori, singer-songwriter. We have the Living Stations of the Cross CD, which has sold over $30,000 in sales. We also have our Life Goes On theme song. We have a song for Mother Teresa. We sell all of that. And then we have people that make things for us. A gentleman named Ron up in Northern California, he was a pro-abort. And we met him years ago and have been slowly
Clarify that term, pro-abort.
Pro-abortion.
So he was a pro-abortion.
Pro-abortion.
I didn't know if he was the result
I don't like
of,
to say pro-choice because...
Okay, yeah. It's not
it's
a choice.
It's pro-abortion.
Right. Okay. I want to get into that too.
So,
vernacular.
Yeah. Long story short, we ended up being able to talk with him throughout the years. His eyes opened and he's pro-life and he makes jewelry for us to sell.
No kidding.
At our different events. So, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful gift.
Wow. Those are stunning stories. But,
of course, there are
quite a few of people. Abby Johnson, I mean, is probably
sure.
the most vocal representative of someone who used to be Planned Parenthood and saw the light.
And there are, I give Abby props for stepping away, for her eyes opening after doing an ultrasound-assisted abortion at Planned Parenthood. And she comes from that side, and she has words and a voice for what needs to be said and to get people out of the abortion industry. But there are plenty of people in the pro-life industry that have been working for years and years and years that have great stories to tell.
Yeah.
And I would love for those people to get the same type of...
Well, that's true. They just don't have... You know, some people are just kind of have the little star factor on them. You know, okay, there you go. Hey, listeners, stay right where you are, because Sylvia Emerito, a bold and active voice for the unborn from Audio Girl Ministries and Audio Girl Productions, she's going to stay with us. And if she's going to stay with us, then you should stay with us. But you can also join the conversation. Give us a call at 714-282-6034. That's 714-282-6034. We'd love to hear your testimony about working in the pro-life movement, or maybe some of your frustrations that you've encountered trying to get this up and running in your parish or in your neighborhood. Give us a call, 714-282-6034. Sylvia Emerito is with us, and she will be happy to field your questions. We are talking about pro-life kids on Mother's Day. I'm Peggy Normandin, and you're listening to Call Me Catholic on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Celebrating, exploring, and restoring our Catholic identity. This is Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normandin.
Good day and God's blessings on you this Mother's Day weekend. I am Peggy Normandin, and this is Call Me Catholic on our Mother's Day edition. Tomorrow, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, which is also a beautiful celebration this weekend. Now, if you are celebrating the Ascension tomorrow, Sunday, some people celebrated it on its actual day, which is Thursday. But if your church, your diocese is celebrating it tomorrow, then on Thursday, you heard a gospel, which I really enjoy, where Jesus, it's from John, and he's talking to the apostles, and he says, a little while and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later and you will see me. I love that image because it's very much of a parent image. You know how your mother might have said to you when you were 10 years old, the first time you were being able to be left alone, she would say, okay, now I'm going to go away for a while, but I'm going to come back. And the implication was, when I come back, you're going to have to account for your actions. And we will all account for our actions to God the Father. And if we keep that image in our heads constantly, I think it could really help us put our life's priorities in proper perspective, in godly perspective. I have in the studio with me today a woman who has really modeled godly priorities in her profession and in her ministry. Sylvia Emerito was a full-time Los Angeles radio personality and voiceover talent. And back in 1997, she combined talents with a woman who had complementary skills in the music field, and they collaborated to establish their business brand, Audio Girl Productions, and then later used that successful brand to create Audio Girl Ministries, a bold and active voice for the unborn. Not the unknown, the unborn.
The unborn.
Sylvia Emerito, welcome to Call Me Catholic.
Thanks. It's great to be back. I think it's, I would say our, but Lori's not here.
Our fourth.
So, but
your
it's fourth, our fourth.
Yeah,
it's
fourth,
it's Audio Girl's fourth time here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay,
and you just keep doing more and more and more. And I see more and more of your presence on the internet because you're so proud of what you've accomplished and you're so excited and you want to celebrate it.
Yes, we want to put it out there.
It's definitely a very, very joyful noise. We were just talking about ultrasound machines being so pivotal in helping mothers recognize the life that's growing within them. And you were sharing with me some interesting current event news.
It's really wonderful. There's a new device that's soon to be released. It's a handheld ultrasound device.
Huh.
It's been tested successfully in the United States. It will somehow, I mean, I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I don't know how this works, but it will enable your smartphone to show you an ultrasound image of your baby.
A Bluetooth. Probably.
Yeah, I guess Bluetooth. which is wonderful because it puts that power into the woman's hand. Or maybe if you're on the front lines as a pro-life activist and you're counseling women on the front lines and you could do that immediately. Look.
Oh, yes.
Here, look, here's your baby.
Yes.
I show it to you right now.
Mm. I don't know how radiologists are feeling about that right now. They just had their profession.
It only works 25 times and then you have to get another device or something like that. But we'll take it, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
It's another one of those game changers as we continue to open people's eyes to the life that is in the womb.
Yeah. What are some of the dangerous game changers, Sylvia?
What do you mean?
Well, what are some of the game changers that take women down the different path? The path that says, I can discard this, I can ignore it.
There's the plan B, the morning after pill.
The morning after pill, right.
And I've actually had someone argue with me. They tried to tell me that, well, they're just taking it just in case, so if they're not pregnant, then it won't do anything. And I go, but if she, what?
Yeah.
Because they're taking it for the what if she is. They're not taking it because what if she's not. There's only one purpose for the plan B pill.
And it's terribly dangerous.
It is. And then
it's a very, very powerful drug.
Yes. And then there's the chemical abortion pill, which is RU486. Here in California, there's a push by the California legislatures to actually have those given out in health centers on college campuses.
Oh, how wholesome. How wholesome.
So, and then, you know, that's a fight, which we're fighting in California. But sometimes if it happens in California, unfortunately, it spreads across. I'm hoping what happened in Iowa, which was, you know, the banning of abortions after you hear the heartbeat, I hope that spreads across.
Well, and of course, our prayers are with the country of Ireland, where in 2 weeks, I think,
May 25th,
they are voting.
Save the
8th. Yeah, and... And I was so disappointed that Bono and you two came
and
out.
Liam Neeson. They're pro-abortion.
Really very sad.
It's very sad. But I'm praying for the people of Ireland too that they can keep their country abortion-free. So that's a fight for us. There's also on YouTube. Where there was, let me read this so I don't get this wrong, all right?
And she is a radio personality. She can do this professionally, kids.
Right. There's a new medical study that shows that there is an abortion pill reversal. I have the phone number, which I think everyone should have handy. An abortion pill reversal.
Wow.
There's a 60% success rate with the abortion pill reversal. There's no increased risk of birth defects or preterm birth, none of that. You'd think the pro-choice movement would be all about it because it's a choice, but no, because we know pro-choice means pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. But instead of getting really good publicity outside of pro-life circles, YouTube recently suspended the abortion pill reversal account.
Well, there
so
you go.
So that's something that we're up against.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I mean, these sort of subversive forces.
Yeah. Hey, let me give you that abortion pill reversal number.
Okay, good. Yeah.
You can Google abortion pill reversal and information will come up.
Is it as accessible as the...
There's a hotline number.
Okay.
So they're nationwide, and that hotline number for abortion pill reversal is 877-558-0333. 877-558-0333. And we're revamping a little bit of our website. We're going to have this information up at Audio Girl Ministries next week. So it'll be there for you if you ever need it and you go blank and go, oh, I'll just go to Audio Girl Ministries.
Well, and that is a really important resource because in a moment of panic, someone can do the wrong thing,
right.
The wrong choice, and this is hope for them. Hey, Sylvia, I'd like to welcome Robert, a listener from Missouri, onto the show with us. Hey, Robert, how are you today? Welcome to Call Me Catholic.
Oh, fine today. Fine today. Wish all the mothers in the world a happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
That was smart of you, so Peggy doesn't shame you.
Thank you, Robert.
I just wonder, what are the moral and ethical issues regarding an abortion when the mother's life is at stake?
Well, you know, the Catholic Church has said if the mother's life is really at stake, then you choose the mother. That said, in this day and age where we're at in the medical field, the chance of the mother's life being at stake is something like 0%. It's such a rarity that it's not even a requirement now for why I think we should argue the protection of human life in the womb.
It's a grave issue, Robert. You know, there is a beautiful saint that we have in our church, a fairly new saint from Italy, Saint Gianamola.
Yes.
And she was faced with that decision. The doctor told her that she would not live through the birth of her third child, I think. And she said, well, I want my child to live over my life. And she did give birth to a child who is a healthy living woman today. And Gianna survived the child for a while, but she did eventually die. So the mother has a choice too, although morally, either life is, I mean, they're both lives. So whichever one is most viable, I always thought.
You may or may not have heard, Dr. Ben Carson, who we all know, great doctor, he has said and stated emphatically that there is a rare instances where a mother's life would be at stake because of her pregnancy.
Yeah. So does that sort of address that issue for you, Robert, adequately?
Yes, one final thing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the President of the United States would get up and say, we need more babies?
He's a baby lover. And actually, President Trump, so you know, at the end of last year, he did something that really didn't get much publicity. And that is he signed an executive order that goes after people who are human trafficking. That's one of his first steps, and his administration is closing in on that and working diligently behind the scenes. But President Trump is pro-life, and as he comes further and further into his administration, he has vowed to continue to fight for the lives of our unborn brothers and sisters. And it's refreshing to have a president in office who his speech the other day in Indiana. We are one nation under God. Yes. He prays, people pray for him. And I think you're going to see some very big strides with the defunding of Planned Parenthood under his administration.
But you're suggesting maybe he put out a tweet tomorrow on Mother's Day saying, we need more babies?
That would be great.
Absolutely.
Yes, President Trump, we know you listen to Call Me Catholic, so put out that tweet tomorrow. More babies in America.
Okay, Robert, from your mouth to God's ear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert, and we hope you have a happy Mother's Day weekend with your family, too.
Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless.
Bye-bye.
That's cute. You know, Sylvia, it occurs to me that, and by the way, if you have any questions, we appreciated Robert calling in from Missouri. Maybe you have a question or you have a comment you'd like to share with us. The number, we still have time to take a few more calls. The number is 714-282-6034. That's 714-282-6034. We'd like to hear what your parish is doing or maybe some innovative programs that have been implemented in your community.
We can learn a lot from each other.
We can. I mean, you know, and I want to share a really awesome resource that Audio Girl Ministries initiated, manages, and it is called The Power of Seven. It's an app. It's an app that you can put on your phone. And let me just introduce it by saying, words are important in this battle.
They are.
Words are so important. And too often we find ourselves in a position where we're backing up against the wall and we cannot find a voice to express the sort of irrational arguments that people that advocate abortion.
It's true.
And this app will help you.
Plus, we might get a little fearful. We talked about earlier that we might say the wrong thing and nobody wants to be wrong or feel a fool
or embarrassed.
Or all of that. So we created the Power of Seven app. Lloyd researched it out, and all of our research information is on our website at audiogirlministries.com.
I have the app on my phone.
Me too.
I got it on my phone here. It's a purple circle with the seven in the middle of it.
The Power of Seven. The cool thing about the app, many things, it's succinct. It gives you pro-life replies, effective pro-life replies, to seven of the most common pro-abortion arguments. So, for instance,
Give us. I could actually play some of it.
Oh, you could. You could.
Yeah.
And we have it in a brochure form. If you don't have a smartphone, you can download the brochure.
The argument. So here it is. The problem: the preborn baby isn't really human. Here's the argument.
A lot.
And then you.
It's just a clump of cells.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you express?
Well, one of the first things we want you to do when you're having a dialogue with a person who is pro-abortion is remain calm.
And that's hard sometimes. It's very emotional.
It is very emotional for both sides. So, you know, say a quick prayer, stay calm, and then find some common ground. And the common ground on that one might be, I agree, a zygote doesn't look like a human being. Mm-hmm. However, and then we go into, the science has proven that human life starts at conception.
How much does a baby resemble an old man?
True.
How much does a teenager resemble a middle age? I mean, we don't look the same in any stage of our life.
Where you're at in your stage of life does not dictate if you're a human or not. Right?
Right.
I mean, you're still a person. You're a person.
Absolutely.
You're still a person.
Whether we're able to articulate that or not.
Right.
We still are. We are imbued with a soul. And
So each of these arguments, and there, like I said, there's the seven most common, and then we have a bonus one for you. We give you the common ground, and then we give you three or four bullet points that are short, sweet, to the point.
Yes.
And the other thing is,
no big words.
No big words. Oh, no. You can listen to it or you can read it on the app. If you listen to it, I had a woman tell me that she would open up her app in the morning, set it next to her vanity and push play and just listen to it while she was putting on her makeup. It'll takes about 8 minutes to run through it. And she would do that daily until it sunk in.
Yeah.
So then when she came to that place in her life where God presented the opportunity for her to speak to a person who was pro-abortion, it was there. It was ready to go.
The words were ready. Now, you can go to your apps, your iPhone app store, your app store on your phone, and you put in the Power of Seven. You're going to get a lot of feed up to the Power of Seven. There's a lot of Power Ofs, the Power of Tai Chi, the Power of this, but this is the Power of the number seven. It is free. So download it and start listening to it this weekend.
And we have links on our website, too, to make it easy for you. Links.
Yeah.
And we also have the brochure available. We got a call this week from a woman on the East Coast who had heard us the last time on Call Me Catholic.
Oh.
Yeah. And she said, I'm doing a presentation to a group of women, Catholic women. They get together, and it was her turn to do the presentation. So she was doing it on pro-life, and she downloaded our Power of Seven brochure and is presenting that this morning.
Awesome.
Thank you to Call Me Catholic for making all that happen.
No, thank you for coming in with such an informed and equipped, position because this is where I say as Catholics, we need to inform ourselves. You can't just enjoy the sacraments and not continue to educate yourself because we have to constantly evangelize through just the encounters that we
have
with people.
And sometimes you'll be evangelizing fellow Catholics. We know that it's true. It's true. There are pro-abortion Catholics and let's not ignore that big elephant in the room.
Right.
We need to make sure that our Catholic brothers and sisters wake up to what abortion really is and get them back over to what the Catholic Catechism and Faith teaches, which is the protection of human life from the moment of conception. It's in the Catechism. It's what we believe.
It's not, here's the thing that I find frustrating, Sylvia, as a pro-life advocate. It's not hard to argue that it's not hard to defend life. It is not hard. Mm-mm. There are so many illustrations, so much absolutely God-given logic that are irrefutable. You just, as you say, you just have to stay.
People get fearful because you will be called names. At the protest Planned Parenthood event 2 weeks ago, we're out on the front lines and with our signs. And of course, this time I would say the number of thumbs up and honks we got were amazing. It was just overwhelming.
Nice. Nice.
But we did get the two.
And you're in the greater LA area. Right?
That's in the Long Beach area.
Long Beach, right.
We did get a couple of folks that showed us a finger that we're not really pleased to see.
They weren't pointing to you in another direction.
No, but we just said, thank you. We'll take that. That's a battle scar. We wear that as a badge of honor for the children who have been aborted.
Yeah.
Well, take that scar any day of the week as opposed to not being out there.
Well, Christ said that was going to happen to
us. Yes, it's going to happen.
Hey, we're talking about staying informed, and we've got a caller here from South Dakota that we're going to take in a second. But staying informed is a very important, articulation is too, a very important part of being a responsible Catholic, of being a responsible citizen. I know you stay well informed, Sylvia. What are some of your news sources that you get?
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Okay.
I get news from off of my Twitter sources, not Twitter in general, but...
Well, I think it's important to have a couple of sources, several sources that inform you about the goings-on in the world and in your fields of interest. So if you're an accountant, like my son Charlie's an accountant, he gets a monthly accounting magazine. If you are a sports fanatic, you maybe subscribe to Sports Illustrated. You throw away the bathing suit issue. But or some other, really well-informed, exciting resource to keep you up to date on all that's athletic. And if you're a Roman Catholic, you should have a reliable resource for reading about the latest Catholic news. And that would be the Catholic News Agency, CNA. It's really the fastest, most dependable, and free Catholic news source that generates blogs, stories, opinions, and human interest features right there at your fingertips, just like the Power of Seven app. So if you want to stay abreast and conversational on Catholic current events, I strongly encourage that you too. Visit CatholicNewsAgency.com, CatholicNewsAgency.com. It's an excellent free online service from your friends here at EWTN. Now we are going to say hello to Joyce from South Dakota, who's listening to us on Sirius XM. Hey, Joyce, welcome to Call Me Catholic.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's interesting that the turn of events, I turned the radio on and you guys were talking about this, this topic, and that was right after I'd gotten done listening to the CD from Lighthouse Catholic Media.
Uh-huh.
By Abby Johnson, her talk.
Well, there you go, and we mentioned her.
Right. And I got to tell you, I've never had anything to do with abortion. I've just always thought that that was wrong. Even whenever I had turned away from Christianity, I thought it was wrong. But even not having that experience, is just listening to her story and how well she tells it and hearing the passion in her voice about her conversion, I wept. I absolutely wept.
You know, Joyce, now you've had the Abby experience, and now you're having the Sylvia and Audio Girl Ministries experience. So maybe God is calling you to take a step, another step towards being a pro-life warrior, maybe.
Could be.
Could be. You never know.
I guess I should probably pray about it.
Pray about it. Ask for discernment. He'll let you know one way or another. He has a way of doing that.
Well, it is a subject.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And we don't always get the opportunities. I mean, it's not something that people generally bring up at dinner table conversations, you know, socially, that you can have a chance to engage in this. This is one of the things that I feel like I wish I had more opportunities to engage in the conversation.
He will present. It will present
you
when God
ready,
is ready.
Yes,
if you're ready and God has the other person that needs to hear what you have to say. And Joyce, I encourage you to get the Power of Seven app. Have that on your phone because you'll get those bullet points on how to defend your pro-life position. It'll make it a much easier process for you. The Power of Seven. And it's at audiogirlministries.com.
Okay. I'll look into that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Joyce. And happy Mother's Day.
Oh, well, thanks.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, Sylvia, I feel, and you will correct me, please do correct me if I'm wrong.
I would never correct you.
The numbers, well, I correct Jimmy G, you can correct
That's
me.
That's different.
We keep, it's a balancing act.
Feel free to correct.
Okay. Well, he's actually our chief fact checker, so he's the one that corrects. Right, Jimmy G? All right, but to the point, I feel like there has been this groundswell movement of Americans coming to an understanding that abortion is not something we want to have in our culture. And yet, the more numbers that we see that reflect that movement, the more legislation, the more science, the more all these other forces are coming on and pushing it on us.
I know.
I think that's ironic.
I believe abortion is evil. I said abortion. I didn't say people who have an abortion.
Right.
I believe abortion is
distinction.
An evil. And I believe that evil is pushing the agenda. And that folks are blinded by that evil of abortion. And that continues to push it forward. More people are waking up. The pro-life movement is winning. The tide is turning.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the wonderful thing is, it never fails. If somebody stands up, you're going to, I can stand up too because there's someone else. Mm-hmm. And then the next person stands up and the next person. So there's a snowball effect
solidarity
that is happening.
In solidarity in this movement.
There are people in our world who think that it is overpopulated. For whatever reason, it is not overpopulated. And they'll push that agenda of abortion as a means to control population, which is a horror to me, that a person who is here already and who has a belief in something that's not accurate, overpopulation. I mean, okay, we can be overcrowded in our cities, but that's a different argument.
My house gets a little small sometimes.
So you're already born, but you don't want anyone else being born because it's too crowded for you. Come on.
It's an arrogance.
It's selfish.
It's an arrogance, and there's some sort of a weird, weird agenda behind it all.
There is.
There was a charming editorial in the Wall Street Journal on Friday. Now, my husband is kind of my reader. He always calls these things to my attention. But I want to mention it because I think it really segues into our conversation. It's called A Centerfold and a Lesson from Mom, and it was written by Mike Kerrigan, Wall Street Journal. Now, in this, he tells a story he remembers being an adolescent boy and how among the boys in the playground at school, they would pass, you know, kind of naughty pictures of women, right? And so he got a really good one day, and he folded it up.
A
really good one. So it was he describes it. It was a woman with a scantily clad pinafore standing in a bathtub or something like that. And he thought this was the most beautiful woman in the world. So he folded it up and put it in his pocket, and he realized he was crossing the threshold to bring it into his house. That was a huge thing. Like, I've seen these before, but I've never brought them into my home. So his mother discovers it, and she says to him, would you steal from anyone? Do you think you should steal? And he said, no. And she said, even if it was really readily available to you, do you think you should steal? He said, no. And she said, then don't steal this woman's dignity.
Wow.
And I thought, well, this is a brilliant mom.
Yes.
But it kind of gets to the point of what we're talking about today. Abortion robs a woman of her inherent dignity.
It does. You know, we pray all the time for our unborn brothers and sisters that are facing abortion, death by abortion. And we also pray for the women who are in that situation. I mean, it didn't just happen to them. So let's be clear.
They didn't catch it.
They didn't catch it.
On the airplane.
Yeah. It's not like that. But to go down that irreversible path of killing your own child, how do you get past that? You can. There's healing available.
I mean, we
have
support resources within the church, too.
There's healing available. Mm-hmm. But that is a deep, deep wound. And in a country where there have been 60 million babies aborted since Roe v. Wade, you got to figure that all of us, maybe we don't know it, but all of us have been affected by an abortion, whether we don't have an aunt or uncle because mm-hmm. they were aborted. Right. Or we don't have a brother or sister because
or
they
a
were
neighbor.
Aborted. Or a neighbor.
Or a parishioner.
So
yeah.
we may not even know it. It may not be present in our life. But I would bet just because of the number. And then because right. abortion is legal in America, obviously we all know it doesn't make it right.
No.
And how are you that woman that has made that choice to come to that conclusion that what she did was kill her own baby and is now the mother of a dead child? That's what right. she becomes. We pray for them to be able to face that truth and heal.
Beautiful.
And some of the most powerful pro-life warriors are those women.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are one of those. You are, in our estimation, one of the really super powerful pro-life warriors. And thank you, Sylvia Amorito. Go to audiogirlministries.com. They have so many great resources there. And if you need any commercial work done, jingles,
a
voiceover, radio, go to Audio Girl Productions. But Lori Ray, get better. We missed you today. I want to close with this beautiful prayer for Mother's Day by Cardinal Menzenti. The most important person on earth is a mother. She cannot claim the honor of building the Notre Dame Cathedral. She need not. She has built something more magnificent than any cathedral, a dwelling for an immortal soul, the tiny perfection of her baby's body. The angels have not been blessed with such a grace. They cannot share in God's creative miracle to bring new saints to heaven. Only a human mother can. Mothers are closer to God, the Creator, than any other creature. God joins forces with mothers in performing this act of creation. What on God's good earth is more glorious than this, to be a mother? Happy
Amen.
Mother's Day, everybody. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Until then, I'm Peggy Normandin, but you can call me Catholic.
You've been listening to Call Me Catholic with Peggy Normandin, live from the Christ Cathedral campus in Garden Grove, California. Call Me Catholic is a co-production of EWTN Radio and Orange County Catholic Radio. Heard weekly on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.